Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, my next guests are set to take to the stage tonight in a play that hasn't been performed in Dublin since 1957, after it was shut down due to its explicit content. And now, its explicit content back in the day was a condom falling out of one of the characters' pocket. Now it's back, and this time with a modern twist. Joining me now to tell us more about it are actors Denise McCormack and Christine Collins. Good afternoon to you both.
Hello, Ray.
The play is Tennessee Williams' The Rose Tattoo. But it's a different version of it. So who wants to tell me about the change?
So The Rose Tattoo is, we're going to perform tonight in the Complex, and Vanessa Fielding, who's the artistic director, picked up this play a couple of years ago. I think it'd been on her mind, and she got in touch with the Tennessee Williams estate. It took a long time because they're notorious for not allowing any sort of adaptations to the original script. And she got onto them and asked them, could she transpose it from New Orleans, from an Italian perspective, to a halting site in Ireland? And strangely enough, they said yes. So that was the beginning, and that's okay. Where we are.
So it's significant then for loads of reasons, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Because there are cant words in it, Christine.
There is indeed.
So it's sort of a travel adaptation of a Tennessee Williams play. Would that be fair to say?
It would be, Ray. But I think the thing that is very important about the adaptation of it is that the show that was on in 1955 was about a marginalised Italians in New Orleans. And the fact that it's relevant to modern day travellers in Ireland right now in 2023 is what is so, to me, eye-opening about the whole situation. Like, it's 60 years, 70 years in the difference.
It's a poor reflection on Irish society.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you're from the traveller community.
I am indeed.
Let's get your acting credentials out of the way, and then we'll talk about the travelling community. Okay. So you, as a baby, 6-week-old baby, featured in Glenroe.
I was in Glenroe as a baby for on and off. You know the way children floated in and out of the set for about 12 years.
Right.
Yeah.
And your dad was, he played what part?
He played Johnny Connors in it. I played Blackie Connors' daughter in Glenroe. So they were like either cousins or brothers.
Right.
I'm not fully sure, to be fair.
So you weren't playing
your father's daughter.
No. Did that get confusing at all?
It didn't actually. It was actually quite normal, to be fair. But Liam was great, I will say that. He was very great. So.
Yeah. So acting as a traveller, you know, there wouldn't be many role models for you, would there? Well, I suppose your dad.
I have a father.
Your dad,
so yeah.
Yes.
I suppose it was normal to me that he being an actor because there was nothing ever different about it.
Yes.
So to say that it was something that I thought I couldn't do, it wasn't. I did Glenroe and I did a couple of bits after it. And I was in like a couple of shorts and I was in King of the Travellers. I was in Trojan Eddie with Richard Harris. And I did a few bits on stage in the project, and I did a lead in the Druid McLally last September.
Right.
So Rosalie McDonough had written a show, and for the first time ever it was a show that had all traveller actors in it. So yeah, I've done bits and pieces.
Rosalie's amazing.
Yeah, she's lovely.
She is. Yeah.
Have you read her book, Denise?
I have.
Unsettled.
Yeah. Amazing. It's an amazing book.
And
really
I recommend it to anybody
who
hasn't read it. It's not a big read,
but no,
it's not. It's very packs a punch.
It does pack a punch.
So this is particularly important for you, this Christine.
I think the thing I love about the show is two things. Denise does an absolutely amazing job at portraying a very delicate, fragile, strong woman, all in the sense of one body. Mm-hmm. And she takes on the role. Like, Denise hadn't even met many travellers before she started to do this. And, you know, there was no there was no airiness about her. She was like, look, tell me how things go. What way does it work? She wanted to understand so she could do it justice. Mm. So I think like it, people that come to see it that aren't travellers will be intrigued at the insight they get. And I think the travellers that come to see it will probably have a wrench in their gut at how out there and how sexual and how it fights all the confinements that we're taught to restrain in our culture, if that makes sense.
So things that are oppressed within the traveller culture.
And especially within traveller women, I suppose. And, you know, the expectations of them being, you know, contained and like upright and proper at all stages, where they're not allowed to show weakness or fragileness. Right. And, you know, like Denise does a good job at showing that these things can happen.
Your character is a widow.
Yes.
Loses her husband, who was involved in crime.
Crime, yeah.
And then she withdraws from the world and she sort of insists that her daughter does the same.
Yes, yes. So she looks at her daughter and she doesn't want... My character married a settled man. So she's a traveller. She married a settled man and he was involved in crime. He died. She didn't know that he was having an affair. So the play is encapsulated with the idea that there are eyes watching and there are people all around and this woman is very marginalised. She's isolated within the community. Hmm. So she, after losing her husband, she goes into a long period of mourning, 3 years. So the play takes place over a three-year period. And after the three-year period, her daughter has grown into a woman and she is very she's very mindful of the fact that she doesn't want her daughter to follow in her footsteps. Right. Her daughter has met a settled boy and this brings up issues for her.
Did you feel a pressure playing the part of a traveller woman being a settled woman?
I did. I felt a huge pressure and I remember speaking to Vanessa about it and Vanessa said, well, you know, what we can do is Vanessa was always going to translate this script with Catherine Joyce, who's an amazing traveller.
She works
activist.
Out in Blanchardstown. Yeah.
She is an amazing woman. And so I said, well, listen, I'd like to speak to Catherine about it. I want to know what she feels about it and if she feels that this is relevant to the community and if this is a positive thing. I don't want it to be a negative thing because it's a the traveller community is a marginalised society as it is. And the last thing I wanted to do was do something that reflected negatively on that. So Catherine was amazing. I went out and I spoke to her. She brought me onto a Halton site. She absolutely endorsed the play. She loved it. She had sat down and she translated it. So I suppose that put my mind at rest. And the fact that we had this girl here, Christine, in the rehearsal room and another young traveller, James
Collins.
Keeping
you straight.
Listen, anything we wanted to know, she's a mine of information. And just stuff with the text that we had to, you know, make sure that it fit the context.
Okay.
Because you're fitting something that's not written. When you're trying to fit something into a different...
Yes,
it's an adaptation.
Yes,
so,
yes.
And, you know, it's... you have to be really careful that you're doing it justice. And Christine was great to have.
Christine, have you in your lifetime have you seen loads of positive changes when it comes to the traveller community, or are you still frustrated?
I would be a very frustrated traveller, but
would
that's
you?
Because my mother's a traveller activist. My father's been in the public eye forever, so I suppose you can see it from different angles, right? I think. Like, my problem with Irish society is that they think that it's okay to be racist against travellers because we're Irish. You know, they're not from a different place, so we're not being racist.
It's a normalisation.
Do you know what I mean? It's so, and I think it's madness. If nothing, we're actually indigenous to this country. You should be more accepting of us than people that are coming from other places.
We had John Connors in recently. We had a long chat with him.
Yeah.
And I asked him, what did he think could be done? You know, like, how can we solve this?
It's not...
like an eternal problem.
Yeah, but it's not an overnight solving problem.
No, I know, but it's been going on forever, you know.
Look, I think education is a huge key in anything being solved in this country. I think travellers need to be able to say, like, I could be you, Ray Darcy, or I could be in the Shannon, or, like, we have somebody in the Shannon, do you know what I mean? Like, the problem with travellers is their education and the lack of it is not getting them to where they need to be education-wise, so then they're not able to further themselves to be better, I suppose. I think education is the key for anything to change for travellers in this country, if that's the question you're asking me.
Yeah. And the senator, the traveller senator...
Eileen Flynn.
And she was on the radio last week because she was... there was racism in place with the taxi driver wouldn't drop her to the halting site when she was going home.
Yeah.
So it's alive and kicking.
Absolutely. Ray, look, it's very alive and kicking. Me and my father went to the premiere of a film that we were both in, walked out of the IFI, walked around the corner to the pub, and he said, not tonight. And somebody was with us, and he's a very, in the music industry in Ireland, well-known man. And he said, do you know who he is? That's Michael Collins. He says, I know who he is, not tonight. And we had to go to a different pub, because my father was like, I don't need this. Sure as hell won't be accepting it. Come on.
See, people listening would think that that's a thing of the past.
But it's not. It's an everyday thing for travellers. If it can happen to somebody as high profile as my father, what's happening to people that aren't high profile, right?
And do you think, and this is a question I asked John as well, do you think there's anything that the traveller community can do?
Well, I think little things like letting people know that every traveller is not the same. Do you know, get to know people, I suppose, like I would be as an individual, but very much so based how I take somebody on how they are with me. And I think, obviously, if everybody in this country was doing that, there would be no such thing as racism.
Yeah.
So that's all I would say. Treat a person how you would want to be treated. And if you're nice to somebody, they'll be nice back. But if you meet one bad person, don't make it be that version of every one of that bad person.
Yes, yeah.
Like if somebody from Castlelock went in to the post office and robbed it, that doesn't mean every person from Castlelock is going to rob a post office.
Fair point,
so why judge every traveller on the actions of the one bad traveller you may have heard about or know?
Are you hopeful?
A life, yes, you've always got to have a bit of hope, right?
Yeah.
There were a lot of people, as you say, Eileen Flynn, Rosalind McDonough, who was in the Abbey. Her play was performed in the Abbey, the first traveller.
You mentioned John Connors.
John Connors is an amazing activist and a good friend of mine as well. So, you know, we have these people. So there's hope there because these people are shining a light on the problems that are still very real for people.
And this is another great step forward. So it's the Rose Tattoo. It's running from May the 11th, which is today.
Yes. Yes.
You had previews last night, to May the 20th, and it's in the complex in Dublin 7.
Mm-hmm.
And Christine Collins and Denise McCormack star as Estelle and Sarah. So how did it go last night? Final question.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was really good. I think we were all kind of buzzing afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a big show. It's a very big show. It's a long show
as
well.
It's a long show, yeah.
So we kind of pack a lot in for the two and a half hours.
And do you come to fisticuffs, the two of you?
No.
Not quite.
No, right, nearly.
I wouldn't like to come to fisticuffs with her now. On stage, no. We don't quite, but we have a bit of an argy-bargy. We have two, actually, don't we, on stage?
We do.
Yeah. I don't know who wins, Christine.
Right. I don't think anybody wins.
No, I don't think.
Well, you have to go along and see it.
Absolutely.
Those are two in the Complex Dublin 7. Christine, lovely to meet you. I'm sure we'll talk again. Denise, great to see you again.
You too,
Good luck. Okay,
thanks
quick
so
commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.